Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, it's hard to believe, but my dad's Dear Meathead segment has been going on, well, nearly 7 years. On the Lost Zane recordings, I have a classic edition of Dear Meathead. He might have been a little sharper. He might have been a little sharper. You know, age tends to do that to you. He was only like 82 when what you're about to hear actually happened. He'll be 89. Coming up very, very soon in March. But my gosh, classic edition of Dear Meathead for you with my dad from the old radio days on 107.3 WBBL. That is part of this preview of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show. I deliver two episodes, full shows from the BBL days on my Patreon. I'll have them until I can't do them anymore, until I run out. You know, my run there was only like 2 years, 9 months, but what the hell? So here you go. I've got the free view for you. Full show is on patreon.com/Eric Zane. Listener supported, ad free Patreon. Great way to keep the podcast growing is by signing up for a $5 or $10 a month Patreon subscription, which gets you 11 bonus episodes a week. I pour a lot of time and energy and effort into that thing, and I hope you check it out and I hope you enjoy it. If not, that's cool too. I just appreciate you listening to this. Okay, enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane Recordings classic edition of Dear Meathead.
Father of mine.
800-785-1073 if you want to talk to Dad on Dear Meathead. Brought to you by Signature Investigations Group. 800-785-1073. In fact, I'm putting these couple on hold here. I'm assuming it's the usual suspects. You got any questions for Dad? We'll bring him in right now. Hi, Dad.
Here's some Farsi speaking. You want to hear it now?
No. I told you. I gave you a heads up. I said at some point I'll bring that up. But no, you don't have to do. You don't have to speak Farsi yet.
Okay. No English speaking.
Can you put Joanne on for a second?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, honey.
What did I say to him off the air? You heard it.
Yeah, I know, and I told him here. I said, please wait for the question.
Yeah, I tipped him off. I said, we have a question coming in. Someone wants to hear you speak Farsi.
Yes.
And then you heard that, and he heard that. So then I put him on the air. You want me to speak Farsi?
He's scared he'll forget, I think.
What a buildup, huh? All right, very good. Thank you. We'll be listening for you laughing in the background as we do Dear Meathead.
Okay, here he is.
All right, Dad. Welcoming you back.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. we have a lot of questions here for you, Dad.
Uh-oh.
This one writes, Dear Meathead, students at a local high school are losing their minds because they can't decorate their graduation caps. They're not allowed to. What would you tell them, writes Ben. Dad?
Well, if someone's made a rule and it's a superior person over you,
yes,
you just got to follow the rule. Simple.
Yeah, that's what it seems. It seems like there's a lot of people who are quite upset about it, and there's some whining going on. But that's the rule, and the principal's sticking by it. It's kind of a local story bubbling under here.
Well, the problem is, what's wrong with the principal?
Well,
I mean, you know. What kind of reason does he give the people that they cannot do certain thing that is a passion?
They don't want to put bad words on it.
Yeah, he's afraid that somebody's going to put something nasty on it, I think.
Well, that's terrible. That's bad news.
So
yeah,
we'll see.
I don't blame the principal for that reason.
1-800-785-1073. If you have a question for Dad on Dear Meathead, Dad, say hi to Jeremy.
Hello, Mr. Jeremy. How are you, my favorite?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Eric just cried a little.
Not bad.
He was never called the favorite.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, my question is, a few weeks back, we had a bad windstorm, and it blew some branches down. And we got a pretty big, fairly large branch in my backyard that's touching the ground, still connected to the tree. I've never operated a chainsaw before, and I think I'm finally going to get to it. I just was wondering if you can give me some tips on how to properly do it without injuring myself.
There it is. Dad, you know.
All right. Jeremy, do you know how to start that?
Yes.
Okay. While you're starting, definitely keep a distance between the chainsaw that you're going to start and your body.
Okay.
That's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
It has a kickback and all that. So keep it away from your body by maybe 14, 16 inches.
Ah.
And then really, I learned to do it instead of like the professional started.
Mm.
I put it down on the ground, put my foot on that little opening that you hold it with your hand.
Mm.
Keep your body away from it, and then start cranking up. When it starts right away, well, then you just get your foot away from it and hold it away from your body at all times.
Key thing. Don't let blade touch body.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, Jeremy, is that...
I hope this will help, and you don't cut no limbs or nothing off.
Yeah, Dad. All right, Jeremy. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Love you, man.
All right, man.
Love you, too, guy.
800-785-1073. Hey, love you, too, guy.
It'd be funny if he put his foot in that little slot and he fell backwards in the chainsaw.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not. I've never used a chainsaw. I don't plan on it.
Dad, we have, let's see, it's Drew in Saratoga Springs, New York, writes, hey, guy, I was wondering if you could embellish us with some of your devil speak. Here you go, Dad. This is what we planned.
What's a devil speak?
Well, that's his funny. Yes, that's his funny way of saying one of the languages.
Manem Rouge.
What?
Mitunam ke. I'm losing my mind. Manem Rouge. Micham Bohoram.
Yeah.
A little bit of food.
I said Boko Haram.
I'm going to eat some food today.
What's harder, Armenian or Farsi?
And this is Farsi. Armenian would be totally different.
The alphabet
is different. The language is different.
We'll say it in Armenian.
You want me to say something in Armenian?
Yeah, say it in pure devil.
Pure devil says...
Yeah.
Amruz, no, that's Parsi. Yesuzumem vor mehat mekich kirakur utem. I want to eat some little bit of food. It's all food.
Dad, Amy writes this. Dear Meathead, I hope you are well and enjoying the spring weather. My question for you this week is this. My almost 13-year-old would love to go to a heavy metal concert. And I'm wondering if it's appropriate to take a 13-year-old girl to a heavy metal concert. She writes, and Julius, before you speculate, it's some weird foreign metal band called Sabaton. No, I don't know how she got into it, and no, I don't like them.
You might want to look into that.
She said, yes, they do stink. Back to the question. The group is playing at a small venue nearby. I'm worried about exposure to various, elements that a 13-year-old would witness, drugs, etc. Her father, mild-mannered that he is, would be attending the concert with her.
Oh boy.
Your thoughts. Signed, Amy.
Well, Amy, so many people, especially young people, go to these concerts, and they really do get way out of line.
Mm.
And God knows, I remember I went to one concert of Bob Seger's, and I'm strongly believing that there was a lot of dope and all that jazz going around.
Yeah, marijuana.
A huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I... being very adamant about my thoughts of drugs and all that, it didn't affect me in any way.
You didn't like it?
But I did not like that activity. However, it was a great show.
You mean to tell me when you would get spiffed up and dressed up like Larry going to the Regal Beagle back in the day, you wouldn't burn a fat one?
No. I have never done that. I never will. To me, drugs are just taboo, and young kids, it irritates me to see kids go down the wayside by using drugs and all that.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But anyway, a 13-year-old person tied up with a group of 13s also, or 14 years old, And they kind of lose themselves, and God knows the things that goes on, and it could really affect them. I really, unless a parent's right there hanging on to the child, no, I don't really prescribe that for youngsters to go to concerts.
I think
I like white supremacists.
I think, do they? Does the band look weird?
Well, it's either I'm not too worried about the drugs. It's more of the devil worship slash white supremacy.
The ideology. Dad will be there with her, so that's the big caveat. So maybe that'll be okay. Thank you for the question.
That'll be good.
Nerdy ass old white dude is going to go to this
Boy, I'd be worried that she's into that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Yeah. This is Megan. Megan.
No way.
Hey, Dad, say hi to Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Mihad. Love you.
Love you, too. How's it going?
I got a good one for you.
Go ahead.
My 16-year-old daughter is into girls versus boys, and she wants to spend spring break at her girlfriend's house for the whole week. Do you think there's a difference between her spending the night with her girlfriend versus if it was a boyfriend?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a toughie. He's sending your kid. Where does your girl have to go?
Okay. Stop it. She's what's happening there, Dad? I don't know if you heard it. Megan,
her boy, right?
Her 16-year-old is a young lady, correct, Megan?
Yes.
And she is
Megan right now.
She wants to go hang out with a girlfriend because of she's into girls, not boys. And Megan wants to know if that's okay. Like for the 16-year-old will be with her girlfriend for extended time.
I mean, it's just a visit, right? I mean, there's no hanky panky going on.
Finger blasted.
Who knows, right?
Well, I don't know. They'll be spending the night together because they'll be staying together for a whole week.
Well, you haven't seen any indication of anything erratic.
Well,
it should be all right for just a visitation. I mean, and you have to trust yourself and your child that everything is okay. Unless you have some sort of indication that something is not going to be okay, it'll be all right. But however, it's still too long to be away from home.
Check your
maybe
panties.
3 days, 2 days, okay.
No. Yeah.
It's a little touch and go basis.
Yes,
so.
Touch and go.
Breasts.
So what I'm getting then is she can't get pregnant, so there's no problem.
How is that she can't get pregnant? Due to illness or something?
No. No, Dad.
No, two girls.
Dad, it's two girls. It's a big yes.
Okay.
It's two girls.
That's true.
Yeah.
But still, there's going to be different group. Some other people are going to be in there. I guarantee you that.
Okay. Okay.
Unless the parents are really watching it 24/7.
They might be watching for different reasons.
Yeah, Dad. Megan, I don't know if that clears anything up.
I wouldn't let it go
thank
for
you
any more
very much, Megan.
Okay. Got right. Beautiful. Megan, thank you. Appreciate that.
Sorry, Megan. I couldn't clear
that air. That's fine. You did great.
Well, that was excellent.
You did exactly what you're supposed to do there. Dad, I got one more email for you, Dad. Sam writes this. Hey, Meathead. Hey, guy. Have you ever...
Hey.
Have you ever received a spanking when you were in school by your teachers? Eric just told the story that he got hit when he was in sixth grade by a principal. And do you think that teachers should still be able to smack the kid if they're not behaving properly? Sign Sam.
Mr. Sam, I'll tell you, my days of growing up and going to school is different than what you guys are going through here.
Yeah.
You have too many rights in America. Yes, I have. I have not been smacked in a face, but I have. Our teachers had a trough under the blackboard full of water, and they had long sticks, branches from a tree that soaks in the water all the time. When we were nasty in the classroom, you'd hold your hands up in the air, and a teacher would start hitting you in your hands.
Ooh. And that
it
was
hit you so hard that your hands would bleed.
That was in
my case. I got hit once. I was so mad that I punched the teacher at age 14, jumped out of the window, and ran away.
That was in Iran. I think you told us that story once before.
And I'll tell you, if I saw that guy right now, I'd shoot him. America's got guns.
The follow-up was...
Needed, really, but I really would have done some damage.
So can they... Do you think the teacher should be able to discipline?
No, sir, not physically at all. The teacher should be in control of his emotions.
Yeah.
Put the kid out in the hallway there to go to see the principal, and then call in the parents if things are that acute, so...
All right, Dad. Well, that does it again. You did not let us down. It was another great round of Dear Meathead.
Well, sorry I had a stutter in some of these things, but anyway, thank you. I appreciate the offer of allowing me to speak to the public.
You are, you did great. And I was just out visiting Asperia Healthcare. It was Donuts yesterday, and the guy who was the recipient of the prize is a huge fan of yours. Everybody's a fan, Dad.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Dad.
I appreciate the offer of being on your show, and we'll keep it up as long as I'm wanted.
Okay, Dad, you're wanted. Love you very much, okay?
Right. You have a great day, you and your crew.
Okay, love you, Joanne.
Love you, too.
Okay,
bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. You know we'll have a good time then. All right. We got to have a post-moment powwow. There's a lot going on there, huh, Ben?
Sounds like some scissoring's going to be going on.
Yeah. Jesus. I instantly regret
hearts and crafts.
Putting your mic up. She seemed to take it in stride.
That was so good.
All right.
I think your dad was confused about lesbians.
I think so. No matter how many times we said it, he seemed to struggle with that. Did he not?
How can she get pregnant? Is she sick or something?
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings Classic Edition of Dear Meathead. Full show on my Patreon. Listener supported ad-free Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.